Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 8th day of Menachem Av, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay. Shor HaMazik, Bishus HaNizik, Ketzad. We mentioned before that an ox that causes damage in the property of the victim, of the Nizik, we say that is a Mazik, and that will be a Mu'ud right from the start, which means he has to pay full damages. Ketzad. How does that work? Nogaf, if the ox gored with its horns, or it pushed with its body with intention. Noshach, it bit something with its teeth. It bit in aggressiveness. It bit another animal. Robats, it squatted on top of Kalim to break them. Bot, it kicked with its feet aggressively, with intention to cause damage. All of these acts of aggressive behavior are under the category of Karen. And therefore, Bishus HaRabim, if it occurs in Rishus HaRabim, and the ox's owner has not been warned yet three times, Mishalim Chatzin Ezek, then he will have to pay only half damages, and only up to the value of the ox that caused the damage. And this is according to the rules of Atam. Atam only pays Chatzin Ezek, and Migufay, only up to the value of the animal. Bishus HaNizek, but if the animal caused this damage, aggressive behavior, in the property of the Nizik, of the owner of the damaged animal, of the injured animal, Rabbi Tarfin Omer Nezek Shalom. Rabbi Tarfin says then he pays full damages, even though he's only a tam, the ox is only a tam, hasn't done it three times, there hasn't been the warning. Nevertheless, we look at the locality where it took place. The damage took place through Shus HaNizik, the owner of the ox must pay complete full damages. And this is Rabbi Tarfin's understanding of it. V'chachamim ermim, the Chachamim say no. Chatzi nezek, they say, because it's a tam, the owner has not been warned yet three times, it's still half damages. No matter whether it's an Rishus HaRabim, no whether it's an Rishus HaNizik, if it's a tam, the owners only pay half nezek. Omer lehem Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin said to the Chacham, we've got a kal v'chomer here, says Rabbi Tarfin. I've got a kal v'chomer that a Karen in Rishus HaNizik should pay full damages. Uma bimkom shehekel ala shein v'ala regel. Ma doch in the case where the Torah was lenient with respect to damages caused by shen or by regel, by teeth or by feet. Bishus HaRabim, i.e. in Rishus HaRabim, where the Torah says that if this damage that occurs by normal activity, an animal eating someone's vegetables or regal, is exempt in Rishus HaRabim shu potur. Hechmir aleihem. But nevertheless, says Rabbi Tarfin, the Torah was machmir, the Torah was strict, and said that Bishus HaNizik l'shal nezek sholem, that if this type of damage of shein and regal occurs in the property of the damaged animal, you pay full damages. Mekoim shehechmir ala keren bishus harabim l'shalem chatzi nezek. If that's the case, when he comes to keren, which in the rishus harabim the Torah is strict and says you're not free of damages, you have to pay half damages chatzi nezek. Einoy din, isn't it a kal v'chomer shenachmir ala bishus hanizek l'shalem nezek shalom, that we should be strict and we should say that if it's in the public, in the private property of the nizek, then for sure he have to pay full nezek, full damages. Omer lo, the chachamim said back to Rabbi Tarfin, sorry, you can't do that. That kal v'chomer doesn't hold water. Dayoy lebo min adin liyos kanida. Something that's learnt from a kal v'chomer can't be more than the kal from which you're trying to learn. In other words, you want to make a limud, you want to learn a kal v'chomer from Karen, that Karen in Shus HaNizik should be learned from Karen in Shus HaRabim, and you're saying that the Karen which was so strict in Shus HaRabim, that the Torah was machmir, that you pay half a nezek, so for sure we should be machmir Shus HaNizik. Okay, you can say that, but only up to how much it was machmir in the Rishus HaRabim. And in the Rishus HaRabim, it was only Chatzin Ezek. Ma bishus harabim chatzi nezek. So therefore, just like in shus harabim, it's half nezek. So you can say af bishus hanezek chatzi nezek. Then you can say for sure in the rishus hanezek he has to pay chatzi nezek, because in the rishus of the nezek we see already that there's more strictness. But you can't go more than the rishus harabim, because that's where you're learning it from. Amar lahem, Rabbi Tarfon said in response, ani loy odon keren mekeren. I'm not learning kal v'chomer comparing keren in one place to keren in the other. I'm not learning out keren from the nizik from the keren in the from keren shus harabim. Ani odon mekeren v'regel. I'll show you that the kal v'chomer comes from the keren. It comes from regel, shen and regel. Keren in shus hanizik would be a learning a kal v'chomer from shen and regel in the shus hanizik as follows. Uma bimokim shehekel ala shen v'regel bishus harabim. Ma doch in a place where the Torah was lenient with damages caused by eating and by walking, by the animal eating and walking, i.e. in the shus harabim, the Torah was lenient and said, free of damages. Hechmir b'keren, but nevertheless that same place, Rosh Hashanah, the Torah was machmir keren, said, no, you can't get away with no damages. If it's aggressive behavior, you have to pay in Rosh Hashanah for keren. Mekoim shehechmir al hashein v'al regel, b'shus hanizik. If that's the case, a place where the Torah was strict with Sharon and regel, in the property of the nizik, einoy din, isn't it a kol? In other words, paying full damages, einoy din shenachver b'keren, isn't it a kol b'chomer that we should be strict with keren and aggressive behavior in the rishus hanizik and pay full damages? So I'm learning keren in rishus hanizik from shen and regel in rishus hanizik. I'm not learning keren from keren. Amaloi the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Tarfon, sorry, this kal v'chomer still won't work. Daya lebo min adin liyos kanedan. This kal v'chomer really is relying on the keren in rishus harabim. Because if not for the chumra of the keren, of the Torah, making keren rishus harabim, paying chatzi nezek, if you wouldn't have had that, you wouldn't have been able to learn the kal v'chomer. So the kal v'chomer ultimately is really, you're looking at what will keren be chayv to pay in the nishus hanizik, and you're relying on the fact that nishus harabim he pays chatzin ezek, so you can't go more and make a kal v'chomer to say, if you pay half damages in a public domain, then for sure you should pay full damages in the nishus hanizik. It doesn't work. You can't do that. And therefore, the Chacham is saying, "Ma bishus harabim chatzi nezek, af bishus hanizik chatzi nezek." We can say that if in the shus harabim we pay half damages for keren, then how much more so then in shus hanizik you can also pay chatzi nezek, but not more than that. You can't go more than that. Now, this principle of dai labomen adin lios kinodin is a very logical principle, and the Gemara explains that Rabbi Tarfon also holds of this halacha. And it's learned from the Chumash, it's learned from the story of Miriam, where there the Torah says, where Hashem says, if a father would spit in the face of a girl, of his daughter, wouldn't she be ashamed for 7 days? So let Miriam be shamed, or let Miriam be locked up for 7 days, be in quarantine for 7 days. Well, here we see that there's a kal v'chomer. If a human being, if a human father gets angry, it will be 7 days. Kal v'chomer, how much more so when Hashem gets angry, it would be 7 days. Now, the truth is that really the kal v'chomer could have been, if a father gets angry, it will be 7 days, then for sure Hashem should be even more, should put her into quarantine for 14 days. But you can't do that. Why? Because the Torah is telling us, "Dayo lebo min adin liyos kenodin." The Torah recognizes, or Hashem recognizes, that we cannot make the kal v'chomer and stretch it more from than the kal to give to the chomer. So therefore, tisoga shivas yomim, she should be locked up for 7 days. And Rabbi Tarfon will agree with that, because that principle is in the Torah. Dayo lebo min adin liyos kenodin. But what's the reason that Rabbi Tarfon holds that here it won't apply. The reason is because whenever the Kal Vachomer that you want to apply will be totally mufrach, will be totally uprooted by the principle, by applying the principle of Dayo, like in the story of Miriam. In the story of Miriam, the actual quarantine is not written explicitly in the Torah. We learn it from a Kal Vachomer. And since it was possible to learn it with a Kal Vachomer that she should be locked up, that she should be locked up for 14 days, the Torah comes and says, no, let her only be quarantined for 7 days. But that's because we don't know that she should be quarantined for 7 days, except from the Kal Vachomer. So then we apply principle and say, you can't go more than 7 days of a father to a daughter to say a shambled 7 days. You say 7 days. But that's only because it doesn't say 7 days in the Torah explicitly for Miriam, and I'm only know it from the Kal Vachomer. Since I only know it from the Kal Vachomer, I can't go more than the 7 days to make 14. But here in the case of Chatzi Nezek, of half damages, Rabbi Tarfon maintains, I don't need the Kal Vachomer to say that he's chayv for half the Nezek in the Rishus of the Nezek. Because we know that anyway. Because it's mefurish in the Torah. For we learn from the Torah that Tam pays half damages. What do we want to do? What we want to do, says Rabbi Tarfon, is to apply the Kal Vachomer to go further than what it's written in the Torah, because I don't need a Kal Vachomer for half an Ezek. I know that in the Torah. And then, says Rabbi Tarfon, we will not apply the restriction of Da'il Abon and Din Levis Menodin. We will not apply the restriction and say, oh, if he's Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaRabim, then for sure to limit it only to Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaNezek. Because that I know anyway in Rishus HaNezek. So because I don't need the Kal Vachomer, I already know about the Chatzi Nezek, if I apply the Kal Vachomer, I have to do more than what I already know. And therefore we can say that the Kal Vachomer goes, if it's Chatzi Nezek, the damages that have to pay in the Rishus HaRabim, then in the Shus HaNizek, it'll have to be for sure full damages. That's how Rabbi Tarfon will learn. However, the Chachamim argue with this. And the Chachamim say that really in the story of Miriam, we already know that she has to be 7 days because it says twice in the Psukim there. Tisoga Shivas Yamim, but Tisoga Shivas Yamim. The Chachamim hold that we already know that she should be locked up or quarantined for 7 days. And therefore, the Kal Vachomer, you would expect, should teach us for 14 days. And nevertheless, we apply Dayu Labom and Adin Smanodin. We restrict the Kal Vachomer, even in an area where I don't need the Kal Vachomer to make it 7 days. So therefore, Rabbi Chacham hold that here too, in the case of Chatzi Nezek, even though I know that their owner has to pay Chatzi Nezek if it's caused the damage in the Shus of the Nezek, and therefore you would think, well, why should I apply the Kal Vachomer? Nevertheless, I still apply and restrict the Kal Vachomer to say only Chatzi Nezek. Mishnah Vav. Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Famous rule. Man is a mu'ad right from the start. In other words, a man is considered warned for any damages that he does. There's none of this leniency of half nezek. It's full damages for any damage he causes. Ben b'shog, ben mezid, ben er, ben yashen. Whether the person is on purpose, whether he did the damage by accident, whether he was sleeping at the time, whether he was awake at the time. In all these cases, he is chayef. Chayef to pay for damage, or full damages. Now, the Rishalmi explains that when we say even if he caused damage when he's sleeping, what's the case? It's a case where a person was sleeping and a friend comes now and he sees his friend sleeping and he sleeps alongside him and he causes damage. Then the second fellow is chayv. But if the first person caused damage to the second, the one who lay down next to him, he's potter, he's exempt. And if they both lay down at the same time together, then each one is chayv for the damages to the other because they're just as guilty, one for the other. They're just called mu'ud, one for the other. Similarly, if a person went to sleep, went to lie down in a place where there's nice glass vases, for example, nearby, and in the course of his sleep rolls over and he smashes them, he's chayiv. But if he lay down in a certain bed or in a certain area on the floor, and someone stacked up some dishes or some things next to him after he's already sleeping, and then he breaks them, he'll be exempt. So the Gemara, the Shalmi does qualify where, when the Mishnah says chayiv, even for sleeping, it's only in a case where the damage was caused in an area that he was at fault when he went to sleep. Simos en chaver. What happens if a person blinds his friend's eye, chas v'shal? V'shibres ha-kelim, or he broke his friend's kelim. Mashal nezakshal, he has to pay full damages. Again, in keeping in line with this principle, odom mod l'olam, a man's considered always warned. Now, what is the chiddush of this last part of the Mishnah? The Gemara explains that a Mishnah wants to tell us that if a person blinded the eye of his friend by accident, it has the same din as breaking the kelim of his friend, meaning you only pay nezek. Normally, there are other damages to pay when a person injures someone else's body. There's the pain, and there's the medical bills, the unemployment bills, there's the embarrassment cause, etc. Now, those things are only paid if it was done b'mezid or korov b'mezid. And therefore, when our Mishnah says you pay Nezek Shalom, and it's only paying Nezek Shalom, you only pay for the cost of the damage, just like with Kalim, you only pay for the damage caused to Kalim, with the eye as well, you only pay for the damage caused to the eye if it was done b'shoigeg, done by accident. The other damages that occur, as we'll learn later on in this Masechta, that is different. That's if it's mazid or negligent.